Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it is. Morena Kirsten.
Good morning. Although I'm going to bum you all out now.
Well, yeah, it's a bit of a morbid theme this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess trigger warning for anyone who just doesn't want to hear about this stuff right now. I was going to do, you know, tragic rock stories. And unfortunately, there's so many, obviously, of, you know, rock and pop stars that died, you know, way too young. Amy Winehouse and, you know, Buddy Holly and Kurt Cobain. And then I found this even weirder group. This is people that actually died while they're on stage.
Yeah, crazy.
Which is just bizarre, and I didn't realize there were so many. Like, there's probably a list of about 15 or so, which is like, what? You know, there should be none. A lot of them are heart attacks, and I guess, you know, for some people in this business, you know, there's genetics and, you know, high stress with some people would be drug taking and stuff. But there's other reasons as well. Aneurysms, like, I mean, wow. So it's very sad, very sad.
Mm. Yeah, I guess, like, you know, when you start thinking about performance as sort of its own, like, high intensity sport.
Yeah.
But then without as many of the sort of regulations or, like, like, for a long time there wasn't as much infrastructure to look after people's health as they were sort of performing, and it was, and it still is in lots of, like, environments associated with party culture. Those two things don't always work out very well, do they?
Yeah, this is a good point. And as you say that, I think I realized that the New Zealand Music Commission and other of the sort of more government agencies trying to encourage music, they do think about health, you know, whether it's just RSI from playing the guitar, but health is a big part of it. And now, that, you know, looking at these, you know, stories, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, yeah, for sure, you know?
Yeah.
So sad.
So which story and song should we start with first?
Gosh, I don't know. I guess we'll start with the the big one. Tiny Tim was in amazing story. He's considered a music archivist. He's famous for his really high falsetto, crazy voice and crazy outfit, white makeup, long hair. Tiptoe Through the Tulips was his biggest hit. And even more interesting story, one grandpa was a rabbi, one grandpa was a Lebanese priest.
Oh, wow. But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's just an outrageous dude. Started playing the guitar, ended up with the ukulele and having these huge hits. Like the one we're going to play now and Tiptoe Through the Tulips. But in 1996, he was age 64, he had a heart attack at a music festival, went into hospital, a couple of weeks later, back on stage, and then had another heart attack, right in front of his audience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's morbid, but he's going to cheer you up. He's so weird and wonderful.
Mm. Let's listen to Living in the Sunlight, Loving in the Moonlight.
Hello, my dear friends. Well, here I am on record at last. And it feels so wonderful to be here with you on my first album. I'm so happy, oh, happy-go-lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, don't agree. Things that bother you never bother me. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel happy. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Having got a lot, I don't need a lot, coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just what I like. I'm right here to stay when I want to pray. I'll be right in my prime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm I like, just what I like and how I love.
I do feel as though this sort of like uplifting positivity is like undermined by a slightly eerie sort of association with the story of Tiny Tim, eh?
I know, and then you think about it, sort of kind of gothic makeup and look and vibe. You're like, was this always going to happen? You know, was there always going to be this darkness to him? But, you know, such a hilarious song and a hilarious character, you know, I guess maybe, you know, I don't want to say wants to die, but, you know, a way to go out for this really theatrical person.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, where to next from here?
Okay, so the next track is by a band called Morphine, and their lead singer and bass player, and he's really well known for his bass playing, Mark Sandman. He died of a heart attack on stage in Italy. He was 47, and the story's going to get even worse. He had already had a near-death experience a couple years before where he was robbed and stabbed in the chest and survived that. And he also... already two of his brothers had passed away young. So his mom already had like so much tragedy. And yeah, then he dies on stage. They put it down to, you know, stress, obviously, like you were talking about performing. It also was 37 degrees heat that day.
Whoa.
So yeah, very sad story.
Far out. Okay. This track's called Buena.
From the back of the room, I hear a voice cry out, you want something good? Well, come on a little closer, let me see your face. Yeah, come on a little closer by the front of the stage. I say, come on a little closer, I got something to say. Yeah, come on a little closer, I wanna see your face. You see, I met a devil named Buena Buena. And since I met the devil, I've been the same, oh no. And I feel alright now, I have to tell ya. I think it's time for me to finally introduce you to the Buena 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 Buena.
Lots of Morphine fans coming out of the woodwork in the texts. How good is a saxophone in a rock song, eh?
Awesome. Well, you can really hear his bass playing on that track, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And how must the other band members feel? You know, like, oh, my God. You know, they tried to reform Vapors of Morphine, but, you know, just you've just got to have this big emptiness in you, you know?
Gosh. Yeah, we've talked about heart attacks on stage. Someone has brought up... the like people getting electrocuted on stage, which is like sort of more common back in the day than you think, eh?
Yeah, we must maybe we're getting better at this, and that's what our next track is related to. Les Harvey from Stone the Crows, with a Scottish blues rock band, and in 1972 he was 27 years old.
Whoa.
He was electrocuted right on stage. something with, you know, he was, it was apparently there was puddles, his hand was on the guitar strings, and his mouth touched the microphone, and it was so awful. His body flew into the air. Everyone's watching it. His band members, one tried to help, and then he got electrocuted.
Oh, my God.
And so somebody had to, like, kick the guitar away from him. It was just awful, just devastating. Yeah, so this is a really horrible story. Oh. And I can't imagine, you know, being in the audience, being band members, you know, but just, gosh.
Far out. That is heavy. Well,
okay, have a great weekend, everyone.
We're going to listen to Raining in Your Heart. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for another Travelling Tunes.
Everyone be careful and safe this week.
Yes, look after yourselves. If you're a musician, get an ECG.
That's right.
And make sure all your electrics are sound.
That's right.
And live every day to the fullest.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Kirsten. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.